The question was asked, what are women's obligations with regards to reading Shema and davening? So the Mishnah in Tractate Brachos tells us, Nashim v'avadim uktanim, women and servants and minors, between mikriyat Shema u'minat tefillin, they are absolved from their obligation of Shema, they are absolved from their obligation of wearing tefillin. These two are time-oriented mitzvot, right? And mitzvot asay, they are proactive mitzvot, shazman graman, that they are defined by time. Time brings upon us these mitzvot. Shema in the morning and at night, and tefillin are only by day and not by night, only by weekday, not by Shabbos. So tefillin and Shema are time-oriented mitzvot. The Mishnah continues, v'chayavin, and they are obligated, b'tefillah, in prayer, uv'imzuzah, and in putting a mezuzah on their door, uv'birkat hamazon, and in saying benching, and saying an after blessing. So women are obligated to pray. How much must they pray? So Tosfos raises a question. Do we say that just as women are absolved from time-oriented mitzvot that are in the Torah, they are also absolved from time-oriented mitzvot that are rabbinic? Are women absolved from the rabbinic mitzvot as well when they are time-oriented? That's a discussion among the Rishonim, the early commentaries. Coming back to here. So with regards to women's obligation to pray, many commentaries write, women have to pray. Shachris, mincha, they should daven. But our custom has been, for the last millennium or two, that women do not pray three prayers a day, and not two prayers a day, and not even one prayer a day. They get up in the morning, they wash their hands, they offer some kind of prayer, they say the morning blessings, and that's enough. So if my daughter asks me, she's 12 years old, and she says, what am I supposed to pray? I say, daven shachris, daven mincha, why not? You have time to work on your hair for 2 hours. You have time for everything. You don't have time to daven? Go daven. But, you know, a woman who's like a woman today, who the average woman spends a minimum of 35 minutes before noontime on Facebook or WhatsApp, so you can't say, I don't have time to daven. You got those 35 minutes to see all the nonsense that's all over the place, Facebook, WhatsApp, and, you know, all those wonderful links that are so important that everyone sends us. So you definitely have time to daven. But if a person says, I have 12 kids, and I'm sort of swamped, and I barely have time to eat breakfast before 10 o'clock at night, so what are you going to do? Tell the person to go daven shachris, and the baby should cry, and this baby won't get their diaper changed, and that child won't make it to school, and you won't have to take this kid to the doctor's appointment? Women today, and for most of history, when they are married and have children, so they spend most of their day doing mitzvos. They're swamped with mitzvos. A woman is doing mitzvos almost from the moment she wakes up, and even a moment before that, to the moment she gets to sleep, and even a moment after that. You have the kid that's nursing from her even as she's sleeping. So look at that. She could be feeding a baby as she's sleeping. She does another mitzvah. If it were an orphan, you'd say it's a mitzvah to feed the baby, right? So just because it's her baby doesn't mean it isn't a mitzvah. So women are busy. They're not like men. We got time. We can go to minyan, where, you know. But a woman who's running a house, very often, even according to the Mishnah Brura and those opinions that say that women should really daven 2 to 3 times a day, at least twice a day, they also agree that a woman who's running a house is busy doing mitzvahs. She won't be able to daven 2 times a day. When the Mishnah Brura wrote it as a theoretical halacha that women should daven 2 times a day, he meant like those women that have time. A woman has married off her kids, and now she has time at home. She's busy knitting because she doesn't know what to do with her time. Let her daven, you know. I remember my grandmother. How many sweaters did she knit us? Because she didn't know what to do with her time. You know, people reach a certain age, so they knit yarmulkes, they knit sweaters, they, you know, they're fine. But if a woman is at the prime, where she's dealing with the mitzvah she's obligated to, so then women, as has been the custom, they don't daven even twice a day. Birkot HaShachar, a woman should say. The Magen Avraham is of the opinion they should also mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's a mitzvah that's relevant all the time. But in a nutshell, so it depends a little bit on where a woman's holding in her busy life. If she has time, then it's a good thing. She should daven. and she should even daven mincha. She should daven. Why not? It's a very important part of life. It's a mitzvah. It's good. If she's the way many women are, she doesn't have a free minute to breathe and running her house. So at that stage of the game, so women should diminish the amount of davening they do, so that they can live up to their responsibilities, and the kids don't go hungry, the laundry gets done. They have a million mitzvos. They're busy all day. Again, there can be a woman that says, I'm sorry, I have 5 maids, and I can't figure out which nails I should be doing today. You know, I had my nails done yesterday, I'm going to have my nails done today. And it's very hard to decide which nail polish I should put on. Okay, lady, you daven 3 times a day. You know, a friend of mine told me about a mutual friend whose wife was very busy. She had to fly to Rome to buy the kids' clothing. Right? Some people have problems in life. They have to fly to Rome to go and buy the kids' clothing. Okay? So we don't have those problems. But those people should definitely daven 3 times a day. You know, before you catch that plane to Rome to buy the kids their clothing, leave daven your mincha, daven your shacharis, daven your ma'ariv, get in your tefillos. Klal Yisrael needs tefillos, and it's also good for the person themselves. It's good for a person to daven. It develops.
What about
develops what's right in us? Yeah.
What about when the roles reversed?